Blog Talk Radio.
You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You're able to say to yourself, I lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. It's a quote from Eleanor Roosevelt, and this is Matto at Midnight. I am your host, Matto Sasquatch. Thank you for joining me this evening. A rainy evening here in the Midwest, and it's a good thing. We need it. And the rain was kind enough to stop for a while, for long enough for me to film my Friday night football game and not get rained on. Although I also had a roof over my head tonight, so that was nice. But didn't have to deal with the rain in any case. And the young men on the field didn't have to deal with the rain. But on the way back, on the way home, well, at least to where I am now, the rain returned, and it's been raining pretty steadily all evening, with some thunder and some lightning. And that's always nice. I like thunderstorms as long as I don't have to go out in them. And wherever you are tonight, I hope you're enjoying the weather you have. It's not too hot, not too cold, not too rainy, not too sleety, not too windy. And that you're safe and tucked in or out and doing your business wherever you happen to be in the world. And thanks once again for joining me this evening. I'd like to make a special shout out to my brothers and sisters in the Nemenha Native American Church, who are out in Missouri having their great council this weekend. Sorry I wasn't able to join you. I would like to go sometime. I really would. Maybe a little bit strong. I'm quite sure it's all very wonderful. And I'm glad you're out there having a great time. And I hope one or two of you are listening to me right now and getting ready to report me to Chief Prop Power. I think I would enjoy it once I get out there. It's just the process of getting there because, of course, you know, I can't afford to fly and nobody wants to put off that kind of money. So the whole chapter house piles into somebody's car and they all go out there together. And they've been sending back some pictures. And while they all seem to be having a great time, it just doesn't impress me as something that's a process that I would enjoy. I would love to go. I'm targeting next year for getting out to Great Council, but I think I probably will be finding an alternate transportation, all respect to my brothers and sisters. From here in the Midwest, who made the pilgrimage down there, but I think that that part of the experience, that ride there and right back, is part that when my time comes, that I will probably eschew that part of the experience. So, anyway, happy days to you down there at Great Council. Let's see, what else do I want to speak about tonight? It's not possible I could be out of things to talk about yet, is it? Of course not. Long time listeners will know. But I was never out of things to talk about. Let's see. I can start with the football report, although I kind of already gave most of it. No, not really. This is the third week of the season, and I've been very, for those of you who haven't listened to the show before, I film high school football games for an outfit that compiles the video to be used by colleges for recruiting. You know, they take pictures of a certain player or whatever and make it available for various colleges to look at them. So in my own small way, I'm helping out, helping kids get football scholarships. So I'm happy about that. And, you know, they pay me a little bit of money. I'm happy about that, too. And I like high school football, and I get to go to the games for free, so I'm happy about that, too. This is my third week of this season, and this was the third week that I didn't have to climb a ladder. I think that the experience gets at least a 7 out of 10 on days that I don't have to climb a ladder. This is not something I look forward to, although I am working on this whole thing about my body and moving it through space. I think there's a lot of sort of a fear-based reaction that comes when I have to do something that maybe I've had a little bit of trouble with in the past. I know when I was a kid climbing ladders, I think I may have fallen off of one once. I don't really remember, but I don't remember ladders fondly. So I think when I see a ladder now, I just sort of freeze up. Oh, I don't know what, I don't want to do this. So I think the next time, what I've been trying to practice in that situation, another time it comes up is when I'm getting in and out of the sweat lodge. because I convinced myself that I'm not able to get, you know, down low enough to get into that, get through the door and into the sweat lodge and then move to my space without sitting or crawling. When I'm in that kind of situation, when I think, when I immediately jump to the conclusion that my body is not going to do what it is that I need it to do, I've adopted a mantra, which is just to stop for a moment, take a breath, and say, my body will do whatever it is I need it to do. Now, it's not whatever it is I want it to do. Obviously, my body is not going to do whatever I want it to do. But my body will do, I think, pretty much anything that I really need it to do if I will give it that vote of confidence. You know, it's not going to say, oh, my God, this is going to be terrible. Let's say, you know, my body can climb this ladder. I can climb this ladder. Because I climbed ladders before, I just don't like it. Just don't care for it. Although I have a kind of a funny ladder story from a couple of years ago. It was a day like this, except the rain didn't miss us for the football game. It was still raining fairly steadily when I got there. And what happens sometimes is they put you up on top of whatever structure it is, you know, the press box or whatever, and they've improvised this ladder that goes up through an improvised hole in the ceiling, and then you get up onto the roof and you do your filming from there. And it's a great place to do the filming because there's nobody in your way. It's just you have to navigate your way up there. So I went to this place and I couldn't find anybody. There's like this, you could see the ladder going up, and there's like this hatchway, kind of like on a Navy ship. And I couldn't figure out exactly how to open it. And you know, I didn't want to break the thing. So I just waited around, hung around until somebody came around. It looked like they knew what they were doing, and I was asked them if they could open that thing up for me. So the dude, very nice guy, climbed up on that ladder and opened up that hatch. It turns out it opened in, and there was some space, some sort of negative space above it where the water had been collecting all day as that steady rain had been falling, and he got himself a nice cold bath. That would have been mine if I had opened the thing. So, and I was standing there next to it saying, oh, well, sorry about that. Kind of laughing on the inside. But because it was badly designed, you know, you know it's going to rain someday. You have to come have some sort of provision for covering the thing. Or, you know, be doggone careful when you open the thing up because there's going to be water collected there. But he just opened the thing up. Spoosh, right down on him. It was fun. Also fun that... the high school was the high school of a famous, I guess not an NFL hero, although he did play in the NFL. He was a local college at our very large university a hero there, and that was his local high. He went to high school in the same city where the university is, and that was his local high school, and his name is all over everything. It's always fun to see stuff like that. But anyway, that was my only problem, and my only positive ladder story, and it was only positive for me. It was certainly negative for the other guy. I had to go up on the ladder, and it was an improvised sort of. It looked like a tower from a World War II movie, you know, a guard tower. And it should have had like one of those headlamps on it, or what do you kind of like the searchlights I was expecting to see on there, but it didn't. It was just something you could tell it was something somebody's dad had built. You know, they come out one afternoon and built this thing so that they could stick camera people in it. And I had to climb up onto that on the ladder. And some of the places they have sort of a semi-ladder. It's not really a ladder, but it's like one of those staircases that comes down when you climb up into the attic. It's not straight up, but it's pretty close to being straight up. So I don't really count those as ladders, but I don't really like them either. I haven't had any of those yet this year. I've had just straight up staircases up to the press box. And they gave me my spot. Last week, I didn't get a spot in the press box. It was awful. I had to film from the bleachers, which is not a great... It's not bad. The people around me were okay. They were very rambunctious. They were very supportive of their team. I think I talked about this some last week. They're very noisy. And then this woman moved in next to me, and she was like twice as noisy as the guy was. And I got a little bit of that today, but it wasn't, you know, because I was in the press box. I was up above it. It wasn't so bad. It didn't get on my nerves quite so much. Had a very nice guy next to me who was filming for the local cable. Actually, not the local cable, the cable for the away team. And so it was fairly quiet in the press box. I had a few games where I was stuck in the press box with the opposing coaches, the visiting coaches, and they were very noisy. They threw things and said nasty words. And not that I'm completely against that sort of thing, but it's very nerve-wracking when you're in a small space with people to be hearing those kind of violent exclamations and hope, you know, you're not going to be their target next somehow. I don't know. I can't quite imagine how that might happen, but I guess when you have a mind that envisions possibilities, you're always thinking about maybe just some coach going off his rocker and dumping you out the window or something and you fall to your death. I don't know. Probably won't happen. I would imagine that's something that probably won't happen. But we do get these fans, you know, that they, God bless them, they love their team, but the team just isn't very good. And they're, you know, they're yelling. It's nice to get, you know, encouragement to the guys, but, you know, a lot of times they yell instructions, and I don't know that that's particularly helpful, especially when they're like, run, or catch the ball, or tackle, you know, that kind of thing. I think that part of the training is probably something, first of all, that should be better left to the coach, and second, something that they probably already heard or maybe hearing on the sidelines anyway. But tonight where the and the visiting team, they were just overmatched. You know, the home team was much better. They were bigger. They were stronger. They were faster. I think they were probably a little bit better coached. But in any case, you know, just the team, it was very clear from the earliest parts of the game that these poor people had come an hour and a half to see their beloved team. Were going to go home very, 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 very disappointed. And, you know, we're just looking for the key just to somehow turn this thing around and wouldn't let it go. And I wanted to speak to them, but I know it's not, first of all, I couldn't because I was busy, but second, it wouldn't have done any good. And I'm slowly learning, if not, I'm getting actually very much better at this. I won't say very good, much better at just keeping out of things. Even things I sort of started, I'm finding that it's better if I just keep out of it. Like if I put something up on Facebook, which I have to admit I am back on Facebook because most of my friends from Facebook didn't follow me on Twitter, so I came back. Anyway, I put up a status on Facebook on the night, I don't think the night of, I think it was the night before one of the big political convention speeches, and I put up a picture of Bernie Sanders, who's the senator from Vermont, and he's an independent. He is also a socialist, and I put him up there basically because, you know, I don't go along with all the socialism, but I would vote for him before I'd vote for the other guy just because he's got different ideas, and also because he's not running. I would really appreciate the opportunity to vote for someone who's not running, but I found out here in the state that I live in, it is actually, I won't say illegal, but they won't count your vote if you don't vote for somebody who is running. Who has not, maybe not, on the, they don't have to be on the ballot, but they have to. If you write them in, so they have to register as a write-in candidate. If they're not registered either to be on the ballot or to be a write-in candidate, your vote for them won't count. I mean, not that the dude's going to win anyway, but it's just, it rankles me a little bit that you can only vote, it's really true in my state, you can only vote for an approved candidate. You know, I kind of say that in talking about the two big approved candidates, but it is actually factually the case that you have to be maybe not one of the two approved, but the state has to approve them, or you can't, you know, it just upsets me. So anyway, I put him up there and just to see what kind of comments I would get. And of course I got some, and I wanted to get in there and, you know, get in the debate, you know, get muddy, you know, roll around, you know, debate, you know, what's the, because of course someone came along and conflated socialism with communism, which is incorrect, and I wanted to get in there and correct that person. But, you know, someone who's going to make that point, they're not really in the mood to be corrected, and it's going to become this emotional tug of war, and I'm not going to change your mind, and they're not going to change my mind, so, you know, why even go there? The person has not asked me for an explanation of why I said what I said. They just put their declaration out there. So that's fine, and that's why I put my declaration out there, was to encourage other people, invite other people to put their declarations out there. And you know why foster negativity? Like hell, why start negativity by going in and picking a fight? And I think that's one thing that spoiled my Facebook experience the last time. Other things are just the nature of Facebook and how it works, and I don't really care for the way they do business, but I was just too eager to jump into a fight, too eager to jump into my own fight, too eager to jump into other people's fights, you know, jumping into other threats that weren't even mine. I didn't even really understand what was going on. I didn't take the trouble to read the whole thread. I just saw one thing that pissed me off, and I jumped into it, you know. So those things have to stop, and they have stopped. So far, I have not, since I've been back on Facebook, I have not gotten into those kinds of arguments. So yay me, and hopefully that will continue with continued diligence or vigilance from me. So on that note, I'd like to mention that there are some other shows right here on the With Insights channel of blogtalkradio.com. You might like to check out on Mondays at 6 p.m. You could hear Iggy and Rosa. Iggy is the principal stone carrier of our local chapter house of the Nemana, and he does a show, radio show, intuitive stuff, where he and Rosa do readings for people. And it's quite a nice show. I enjoy it. I've called it several times myself. Sometimes he has guests. He always takes calls, and he always does readings, and Rosa always does readings. And if you're open to it, they're fine readings. I mean, you take from it, you take from whatever you want to take from it. You know, no medium, no psychic that I know is going to promise you to that they're going to give you all the answers to your life in one sitting. It's a matter of intuition, a matter of feeling, a matter of talking things back and forth, a matter of good psychology, really. So, you know, call them up. Have some fun. Tuesdays, I believe it's 7. These are all Eastern times, by the way. Eastern USA. Eastern Daylight Time, USA. Tuesdays is the Intuitive Voice Hour. I always get that. I think I probably got it wrong again. But it's Jenny Seek's show. Jenny, I love you. I got a chance to actually spend some time with Jenny a couple of weeks ago. There was a benefit auction. A friend of ours unfortunately lost her teenage son in an accident. And we had a benefit auction at Iggy's restaurant. And I knew I'd met Jenny a couple of times, but never had a chance to spend any time with her. We got to spend quite a bit of time and talk about things, her book that she's working on, my book that I'm working on. So hopefully some mutual cross-pollination of the inspiration will happen there. And check out her show. It's Tuesdays at 7. And then Heather Tapia has her Entrepreneurial Excellence Hour, which I had thought it was noon, but I think it's like migrated to 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon now. You check the schedule. You'll find it on blogtalkradio.com under the With Insights radio channel. I think it's also on withinsights.com. You'll find the actual radio schedule. And then I'm on Fridays at midnight. That's what, midnight. They talked me into doing a show at midnight. They took me to a pizza place. They had waitresses that I like. They lulled me into a sense of false security, and they convinced me to do a show on Fridays at midnight. And it's been a year and a half now. You can check out old shows on the radio show archive on my website, which is mudtoesasquatch.com. The radio show archive is not quite up to date, I'm afraid. I think it's up to date up to the high school reunion show just a few weeks ago. When I get back home, they haven't even gone into that yet. When I get back home, I'll pay some attention to getting that radio archive updated. I'm at mom and dad's, which is the reason I'm on my cell phone, which is the fourth consecutive cell phone show I've done. I really like doing the show on the cell phone, but sometimes it's necessary. It has been the past 4 consecutive weeks. I'm here at Mom and Dad's for a couple of reasons. First of all, the high school football game that I filmed was in this bailiwick, so I try and take advantage of the opportunity to save some driving time, stop by and see them. It was my mother's birthday on Friday, so I was able to partake in that, and took her out to lunch at her favorite Chinese restaurant. So that was nice. And also another reason I had to come, I had to get my Buick looked at. My Buick used to be my father's Buick, and there's a mechanic here in my hometown that seems to be the only one who can resuscitate that car at times. So I had a dead battery earlier in the week, and had to have AAA come out and replace the battery, actually, to get the car running again. And so I wanted to bring it to town here to my father's mechanic to have him look it over and see if he could find any other reason why the car would have quit other than that the battery was old and terrible and had never been replaced. So the car now has a clean bill of health, and hopefully it will stay in good shape for me until the next thing goes wrong. It's a 92. It's a very old car. But, you know, can't replace it right now because it's not working. So that's an ongoing thing. I didn't get this in my first full week of unemployment and didn't really get near as much done as I wanted to. And either sort of last week, I believe, I talked about, you know, going into this since there's sort of two phases. Do I want to throw myself into getting resumes and cover letters out there and getting a, you know, 40-hour-a-week job, or do I want to put that to the side and finish up the book and go that route, try and make a living doing that? I'm afraid I have to say neither one of those things really made much progress this week. I think I'm still mourning the loss of that job. The temperature has also been a factor. In heat, not only heat, but humidity for the past week, and it sounds like I'm whining, and I am whining, but I go downstairs, and there's only one room in my house that's comfortable, and the rest of the house is sticky, and it's just hard for me to do anything, than stay in my bed. I have a weekly meeting with the employment counselor at my former university, and he's been helping me out, kind of pushing me along. He has expectations of me when I get there, and I don't like to disappoint him. Don't want to waste his time because he's sort of ignoring the fact that I'm not actually a student there anymore, and he's still meeting with me. That won't last forever, but he's been able to sneak me in here a few times. So I want to make sure I have something to talk to him about when I go. You know, I don't want to waste his time. And, you know, my cover letter and my resume have gotten a lot sharper since I've worked with them, I think. And, you know, a lot of the rules have changed since the last time I was involved in a process like this. So if this is the way that it ends up going, I think I have a much better chance having worked with this guy than having just kind of jumped in not really knowing what he's talking about. I'm concentrating on university-type jobs, and there are several besides the Hill of my very large university. Many colleges and, you know, community colleges and so forth in the city where I want to stay, because, you know, my friends are here, and my daughter and my granddaughter are here, and I don't want to, you know, I don't want to mess that up, and I'm not feeling any sort of wanderlust to go many, many states away and try and find that big, high-paying job. I mean, my happy dream, again, would be to just be able to make a living from my writing, but, you know, I'm going to have to get some of it out there. That's not going to happen. So, inspiration, come to me. Lots of stories. I mean, I bought a notebook, and I had notebooks before, but they were all old notebooks that I had borrowed from notebooks were left over from when my brother was in graduate school or from when I was in graduate school. So I never had a notebook that was just for my writing. And that stuff kind of scattered all throughout my various notebooks. So now I've picked up a notebook that is just for my writing and put together, okay, which stories are the ones that are going to be in the first book? What I need to pick up, you know, what condition are each of them in, and how do I need to improve them before they're ready for people to see. So, I mean, that process is ongoing, but I haven't made near as much progress as I would have liked to in the first week. So I really don't feel really don't feel good about either sort of possible, maybe divergent paths on my future career. But, you know, what are you going to do? Work through it, I guess. What else can I speak to you about tonight? I have... I don't know. Boy, it's just weird to just run out of gas like that. There's just suddenly nothing left in the head. I've emptied it out. And then I said, is there anything? I said hi to an M&H in Missouri. I did that. Talked about the football. I did that. Talk about the ladders. I did that. So no, life is strange and wonderful. Let's talk about that. Life is strange and wonderful. I had to throw all my stuff together. Oh, here's something. Last week, the day after my show on Saturday, I have a friend who runs the local company of the Rocky Horror Picture Show. And she wanted me to come out to film some interviews because she wants to put together a documentary on their company. And so I went out there last Saturday to start doing some of that. And I had all my camera equipment and everything, and I got out there to this theater and had to wait around for a while because they show like a regular movie. And then they clear everybody out and they start the Rocky Horror thing. So I got in there, and we were trying to figure out where the cameras were going to be, and we fussed around with that. We got that done. Found a place to plug the thing in, and I'm putting all the cameras together, and I'm getting set up to start doing some of these interviews. And the first disc I have, and I have an old DVD disc-type camera, and the first disc I had in already had a bunch of stuff on it, and it wasn't a re-recordable disc. So, okay, I put the next disc in, and it had some on it, and it had some on it. I was like, I'm not even remembering what these discs were. When did I record on them? I just assumed this whole spindle of discs was blank. It turned out they all had something on them, and I had at one time, when I looked at it very closely, I could see at one time I had written some sort of code number on them. And it was back, and this must be back to when the first time I was taking videos and was doing them, offering people the option of keeping, you know, the original discs or of having me do the editing for them. And so it would take them, I would put their original video on discs that weren't re-recordable because those were cheaper. And I still don't remember doing that many of them, but evidently that's what they were. And they've just been sitting in my desk ready to fool me for the past 7 years. And if I took them out, then they did. And they were the only discs I had with me, so I couldn't do the interviews. I'm going to go back next week, or next month, and do them. She wasn't mad at me. But she was disappointed, and I was disappointed. I was very angry with myself. And it's kind of anger comes out of, you know, that the Rocky Horror used to not be, the experience it is now is a lot kind of a more angry, aggressive kind of experience than it was when I was doing it back in the 80s. So that was kind of reflected in my mood from not being able to do those interviews. So when we go back in October, we'll have to sort of exercise that. So that was on my mind and getting packed up for this trip. I had to make sure I had everything, and I did, so I feel a little bit better now. And now we're finally into the last minute of the program. Well, thank you for hanging with me. Thank you for listening. Hopefully some of my words have meant something to somebody. If you would care to write me at mudtoesasquatch@gmail.com, that would be great. I love hearing from you. And we'll cross our fingers. I'll be back on my home computer and off of the cell phone next week. And once more, thanks for listening, and have a good evening.